Newsbeat.
It's that time again, the race to secure the top talent for the coming season. The rumours have been flying on Twitter. Some big names will be signing up. Others who failed to perform will be axed from the squad. It's transfer deadline day. Let's get a quick word from the manager.
If you've got a strong team with a strong plan, stick with the team, stick with the plan, and keep on putting it in the back of the net.
Okay, fine. It's not that transfer deadline day. Despite backing his team in the past, David Cameron is reshuffling his cabinet squad, naming the ministers who'll run various government departments and hopefully win him the political Premier League next May, the general election. Let's go to BBC Sport commentator Ian Dennis for the latest team news.
David Cameron's having to reshape his squad after being hit by a high-profile retirement, the veteran Foreign Secretary William Hague. He burst onto the scene as a 16-year-old, straight from the academy.
There is at least one school, I think it's in London, where the pupils are allowed to win just one race each.
And 37 years later, he's giving up the first team.
People may not think of me as being very old, and I don't feel very old, but it is nearly 20 years since I first joined the cabinet.
Sir Philip Hammond gets the big foreign move he was hoping for. In his place, bringing some energy to the defence, Michael Fallon, who moves from energy to defence. Next up, the Robbie Savage of the squad, Education Secretary Michael Gove. Love him or hate him, his tactics have upset some.
Go, go, go!
But he's still considered a vital member of the team.
Those who are on strike today don't represent the majority of teachers, and also they don't represent the future of education.
He's getting a new job in a less attacking role, midfield enforcer or Commons chief whip, keeping junior members of the team in check, but also dealing with the press. It opens up space in the side for new education boss Nicky Morgan. She knows the offside law and all the other laws, as she's a qualified solicitor. Might be a handful for the ref, that one. And she's one of several women getting a bigger role to tackle. Liz Truss in charge of environment is another. But there are some who've paid the price for poor performance, all like the old battler, Ken Clark, because they don't have the legs to keep up with the young guns.
Guys like me, who've done a few decades in government, took the opportunity to retire.
So what about the tactics between now and next May? Well, looking at the names on the team sheet, you might expect this new-look side to favour the right wing rather than play through the centre. And unlike most football teams, there are a few here who aren't so keen on being in Europe. Their main challengers, Labour, still have a narrow lead, but it's a long season, and a moment of genius or a defensive blunder from one of these new faces might just decide it.